Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Over 22,000 calls and texts have been made to Pieta's free crisis line this year. And they need people's support now more than ever. That's an incredible number, 22,000 calls. The annual Darkness into Light Walk, which is usually a huge event, obviously can't happen this year due to COVID, and it always raises huge funds. However, they're asking people to get involved in something called One Sunrise Together. And we at the Dermot and Dave Show on Today FM think this is a really, really cool idea. To chat to us more about it, we are joined by lifestyle blogger and Limerick native Louise Cooney. Morning, Louise.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How's Dourdoyle and Limerick today?
I'd love to know. I've actually moved up to Dublin in January.
Another turncoat like Dermot. You're all getting out of there and coming to Dublin.
Coming up to improve the gene pool up here, aren't we, Louise?
I know, but you know what? We got good news yesterday, so hopefully I'll get back down there soon.
Absolutely. Exactly. Get down and see the family and all that and get home to Limerick.
Come here, when did you come to Dublin? Because the last time I thought you were in New York.
Yeah, so I came home from New York in the middle of the pandemic for what I thought was a month. And then I spent 8 months in Limerick, and I just moved up then in January up to Dublin.
How's that adjustment been, going from the Big Apple to Limerick to Dublin?
Yeah, like going from New York, from the middle of Manhattan back to Limerick, to my family home, to my childhood bedroom with all my family. It was a big adjustment, but no, we made the most out of it, and it actually ended up being a really nice kind of time. You know, looking back, I really like appreciated the family time that we got.
Were the Westlife posters still on the wall?
We had to make a few little decoration changes.
I'd say you did.
Louise, you've got over 200,000 Instagram followers, 40,000 on YouTube. You have a lot going on. Why did you get in touch with Pieta, or why did you team up with them? What's your experience with the kind of things that Pieta deal with?
So essentially the reason that I got involved was because my cousin Nikki died by suicide in August 2019. And I have such a big platform. I just really felt like I had to do something to help, because 80% of Pieta's fundraising comes from the public. You know, it's only 20% government funded. So without the huge event that Darkness into Light usually is, they were hugely down on funds. And last year in 2020, they did 52,000 hours of counselling, you know, and most of that was over helplines, which they had to hugely expand because of COVID. So they just needed all the fundraising they could get. And I said, I have to try and do something and just spread the messages and just, you know, use my profile for something.
Yeah.
Good.
And we're so sorry to hear about your cousin, Nikki. And, you know, when we hear of stories like that, you think if people maybe had been able to get help a little bit sooner, is that one of the reasons you want to do this, is maybe to encourage people to seek help, for instance, like from someplace like Pieta, before things get too much?
Yeah, I think just opening up the conversation helps, and they do loads of really good campaigns throughout the year, like signs of suicide, how to look after your mental health, things like that. And I think just even talking about it, it makes it less of a sensitive subject, and saying the word suicide that we're all so scared to say, but we've nearly all been touched by it, you know. It's just kind of the work that they do, it's just so important, and every little helps, I think. And I suppose I wish I could change what happened to my cousin. I would never want anybody else to go through what my family has been through. So yeah.
You mentioned the fact that Darkness into Light can't happen, but it's such a key moment in Pieta's calendar for fundraising. So there's something else happening then called One Sunrise Together. Can you tell us briefly what that is about?
Yeah, so essentially, because we can't all get together and do the walk, and you won't see the sea of yellow t-shirts that you normally see, the idea is that we'll all get up at the same time and we'll all be watching the same sunrise. So to kind of plan out in advance where you might do that, whether it's from your garden or whether it's from the local park or beach, whatever it is, to kind of pick a place that's not going to be super busy so that you can social distance. And pick a spot where you get a good sunrise, you know. So I think everyone's kind of getting into getting up a bit earlier and seeing that sunrise now, because there hasn't been a whole lot we can really do lately.
Yeah,
it is really nice.
And generally the sea swimmers will tell you that when they've been up for a sunrise swim, because they'll just keep telling you and they'll keep posting the pictures. So maybe we could harness the sea swimmers of Ireland to maybe have a One Sunrise Together and enjoy a swim while they're at it.
Absolutely. You can do a swim, a hike, a walk. You could even just sit and watch it and listen to music. Pieta have done music playlists as well for anyone who's kind of doing it by themselves. But it is like, you know, there's so many different ways you can do it. And just to get involved and get involved in the conversation online, the hashtag is DIL2021. And you can sign up on darkersintolight.ie and you'll get your yellow t-shirt in the post and you can donate there. And it is just such a good cause, and it's an Irish charity and it helps so many people.
Yeah, and the donation is the key part. You know, the photos on Instagram are great and all, but it's the money they need as well. Saturday the 8th of May, it's all happening.
Yes, sunrise on Saturday the 8th of May.
Brilliant. Okay. One sunrise together. Louise, before we let you go, I really want to talk to you about your book club, because I know it's something you do on your Instagram, and I'm just interested to see how you came, you know, as a young, you know, lifestyle blogger to decide to promote books in the way that you do. Where did the idea come from?
It was kind of just something that I was thinking about, and I know how good it can be for you to read a book and escape life, especially at the moment. Like, I was never a huge reader, and I wanted to get back into it, and I said, let's do it together. And like, I can't tell you how many books I've read since we started. We're doing it 8 months now, and I have, you know, a couple hundred people that will join every week, and I have an Instagram page where we talk, and I do it over Zoom, so it's like that social aspect, you know. I see people and we have really nice conversations, and I feel like I've just met a group of my friends for a chat, and it's just lovely.
That's so cool. And how can people sign up then if they want to be part of that?
So I have an Instagram page set up, and it's Louise's Book Club, and you just DM me there and I send on the link, because it is like a private kind of a club,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If I could recommend one book, called Mindful by Dermot Whelan. Oh, that's my name, which is a great book, perfect for the book club, just saying.
Oh yeah, no, that's like an interesting style of book as well. We've been doing fiction the last while, but I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
All about like self-care and stuff, is it?
Yeah, and I think that, well, the first part is kind of my own story, and that reads like fiction because it was a little bit crazy in my life for a while. I'm only joking. Keep up the great work. And look, it's really important that you've teamed up with such an incredible organisation like Pieta House. One Sunrise Together happens on Saturday, the 8th of May, and you can all join. Go to
darkersintolight.ie.
Darkersintolight.ie, that's the website. Louise Cooney, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Cheers, Louise. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.